Father, thank you for that beautiful son. And Lord, thank you again that you've called us and you've chosen us. And here we are, Lord God, gathered in the name of your son, and he's in the midst of us. And Lord, thank you again for that comfort. Thank you for the assurance that you're for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you care for us, Lord God, that you love us, Lord God, that you go before us, you're set behind us, your hand is upon us. Lord, we're cared for. Lord, we're kept. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that we know that your word tells us, honey, I perfect that which concerns you. Listen to me. Hear me. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. And, Lord, thank you again how you've loved us. Lord, help us to grow in that today. Lord, help us to see the beauty and the magnificence and the growing power. How satisfying it is to know the love of Christ. Lord, help us to be still this morning, yet help us to truly be vessels full and overflowing. God, help us to be as the waterfall breaking forth for you today. God, let us be vessels to praise you, oh Lord God, and all that is within us, Lord. Lord, help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Lord, help us truly to lift up our voices to you today, God, and to thank you richly, oh God, for how great a love wherewith we are loved. We thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We thank you again for your love to us. In Jesus' name we say, thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles. We'll go into Isaiah chapter 42 today. And we thank God again for his precious word to us. But in Isaiah chapter 42 and in verse 3, how beautiful it tells us. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. Praise be to God. And all I could think of as the Lord brought this to my heart this week was the truth and how much glory, even from last week, we have. The joy of faith. The joy that we have in believing God. The joy that, praise God, we have when we know and rest in the absolute assurance when we believe the Word of God and let the Word of God work powerfully in us, no matter what is before us, no matter what we're in the midst of, no matter what weight seems to be over us, no matter how much we have failed, there is always a joy. Listen to this. There is always joy in believing God. There's always joy. There's always joy. The joy isn't predicated upon what you've done or what you did or what you know. The joy, praise God, is in believing him. That's the joy. And he gives us joy, hallelujah, in sorrow. He gives us joy in suffering. We know that, praise God, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And never forget this, what his joy is. The joy that was set before him. He endured the death. He endured the scourging. He endured the mocking for the joy that was set before him. That's you. Because of you. His joy is you. And that joy is mine. It's his joy, hallelujah, of me. And he saw you in Christ. He saw that in ages past. Praise God. He's so intimate as he told that sweet brother, oh, I saw you in the womb. Whom he foreknew. He foreknew each and every one of us here today. Oh, and what a predestination it is. Do you want it? Glorified together with him. Come on now. Got to wake up. I know it's Sunday morning. It's time to run. The gospel shoes are waiting. Let's go. But this is just it, brothers and sisters. This precious little verse. It cries out, doesn't it, to you? He abides faithful. He abides faithful. Oh, even when I believe not, He abideth faithful. He knows, praise God. Oh, yes, Jesus knows. He knows exactly what's going on, doesn't He? Because why? Because He's ordered every step. Yes, He has. In His faithfulness, God tells us in His faithfulness today, listen to this, He has afflicted you. The thrush can't sing without the thorn in its breast. It cannot. You will not praise Him without the trials that you face. You will not. You will forget God and you will be magnified without the thorn, praise God, that He has given you. Praise Him. Thank Him. Lord, You do know me. In Your faithfulness You've afflicted me. And You know, praise God, how hot the fire needs to be. Did you know that? He knows how hot it needs to be. He knows the perfect temperature that it needs to be set. He knows exactly how long to leave you in there. And praise be to God, so that we all come out perfect, ready and served up condition to God. Isn't that awesome? You know it. Like I told you many times about that man that was making that glass as he'd stick it in that furnace. If that fire was not hot enough, it wouldn't melt it so it would be pliable for him to work with. And each time he'd take it out, how much more lovely it became. But then, my goodness, every time he took it out, he kept pounding on that thing. I thought, man, is he ever going to be through? You ever felt like that? Huh? But without a vision, see, you'll perish. You will forget it. You'll say, oh, this is too hot for me. But praise be to God, you might get kooky like Paul. Oh, God, I'm starting to enjoy this. Could the very power of Christ resting upon me. I know I would have been flipping out by now, but I know it's got to be You, God, that's doing this. You brought me to something I never wanted to see. I never wanted to face. I used to say, God forbid, and You brought me to that place. But God, oh, He's so rich in mercy. Oh, my goodness, I love to preach the word of His grace. All right, now, God got to hold me together, and He does. But this is just it, brothers and sisters. See, He knows, Hebrews 12:11. Matter of fact, He wrote it. He said it. And it's Him. Praise God. And in Hebrews 12:11, it says so sweetly, now no chastening for the present seems to be joyous. Amen. Come on now. I didn't hear one. Let's do it again. And you only say it if He's telling you to say it from the heart. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. Amen. Praise God. It's all right. You can praise Him. But grievous. Amen. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Oh, and then He's promised. There's more here. Can you imagine? 2 Corinthians 4:17. He tells us so sweetly here that for our light affliction. See, He reminds you. Now, come on, don't you get too caught up in that myrrh, honey. You're going to miss me when I come to the door. Quit looking at that stuff. It's a perfecting thing, but you keep your eyes on me. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, I say hallelujah to Jesus, don't you? Oh, I say thank You, God, that I know. I say, praise Your name, dear Jesus, that I'm living in the knowledge of Your love, that this is why I suffer together with You. Hallelujah. Because I'm living the heights of glory that You have given to me. Amen. That's it. This is it. You suffer with me, honey, you'll reign with me. But you deny me the right. Your privilege to come and to suffer for my name's sake. I'll deny the right for you to reign with me. Oh, praise God. You're still a child.
I don't want to remain a child. I don't want to go back. I know sometimes we say we do. I don't. One time through is good enough for me. Matter of fact, that's all I got. Oh, and I'm loving it more and more. Oh, because I'm seeing him more and more. It's exciting. It's wonderful. And then the body, as it becomes illuminated for him. See, illuminated, that's from inside. Praise God, the glory of God. It's not a reflected thing here. Oh, no, 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 no. This is the power of Christ. This is him, praise God. This is Christ in you, the hope of glory. This is the transformation power, brothers and sisters, from glory to glory, even into his very image. Now, we read these things, and I'm going to tell you something you already know, but all Christians are going to suffer. Did you know that? Every single Christian is going to suffer. But see, by faith, by hearing this word of God and knowing the word of God and believing the word of God, faith takes over, doesn't it? Faith takes control, praise God. And our eyes, they're no longer on the trial. We're going right through that trial and my eyes are on him. I see Jesus. Praise God, that's what faith does. Faith gets your eyes on the things that are not seen. Faith, praise God, is the evidence, praise the Lord, of the love of God for you. It's his word. That's what faith is. It's not a distracting thing. It's just the thing. It is. It's just it. Praise the Lord. You begin to live boldly. You begin to live in confidence. You begin to walk throughout all the land. Truly, I begin to understand, yes, I have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And they're right here. It's the word of the Lord. And I walk through that land. He said he's given me that. And that land, truly, brothers and sisters, is my life. It really is. It's my life. And he says, you walk. I don't know where this life is going, but I do know one thing. He said, come unto me from among them, out from among the camp. Go and go now. Don't delay, honey. I'm here. I'm ready to move. Let's go now. And Abraham, he didn't know where he was going. But God called him right out of an idol shop. Isn't that something? He didn't call him out of church. He didn't call him out of the boys' club, the girls' club. He called him out of a very wicked place. You think, well, what was the God looking in there for? Because there was one that would hear him there. See, not many mighty, not many wise. Oh, I give of my money, and I do great things, and I help all these people. And oh, they praise me, and they give me medals and plaques. Let me tell you something. That wicked one smote his chest as he went through. And all that sinner did was bow his head, and he said, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Huh? I just want mercy. And I got it. I just want grace because that's what God gives. And he says he gives grace to the humble. And it says he loves a contrite spirit. And he loves a broken heart. You got one here today? Huh? He loves that. Let him have it now. And rise up and tell him thank you. And tell him, Lord, praise God for your amazing, amazing love to me. This is it. Now see, brothers and sisters, the assurance of a far greater and exceeding eternal weight of glory. That begins to reign in our lives. It begins to become the power of our lives. As by God's grace we live by faith. And our eyes are taken off the things that we see. And praise God, they're taken on to the things that, hallelujah, I hear but I sure don't see. But you know what? He gives me a vision. He does. It says in the word of God that eye has not seen nor ear heard nor has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. But see, it didn't stop there. He said, oh, but by my spirit, yea, the deep things of God. That's what I want to see. I want to see, yea, the deep things of God. Because that's the grace of God. That's what, my goodness, that's what's going to give me not just hope, but abounding hope. It's going to give me purpose. Fully purpose. Ephesus purpose. Those sweet Ephesians. Those were the Philadelphia ones. Oh my goodness. The brotherly love company. The runners, the horses. Hallelujah. The Philippians. Where's he going? I don't know. But all I want to do is I want to run well. I want to finish, hallelujah, with a full joy. Oh, I love it when this is starting to rain in my life. And Lord, I understand that I've got an assurance in my life that I'm not suffering for nothing, praise God, that there's an exceeding eternal weight of glory that's being worked in my life. And I can see the Father smiling upon me. I can see that face. I'm pleased. Because it's faith that pleases me. See, he wasn't pleased with Israel in that desert, was he? Did all of those mighty things again and again. He showed them, I'm for you. Are you so easy and quick to forget? Yes, you are. And here's the evidence. I continue to murmur. Huh? Oh, he's not going to do it now. Oh, he's not going to do it now. And he's done it again and over in your life every single time. And the one thing he's always done it exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think. That's God. Come on, let's get excited about how much he loves us. See, bottom line, brothers and sisters, you can suffer for no gain and you can suffer with no joy. Or you can be in that exact same trial. You can be in that exact same situation and suffer gaining the glory of eternity and being joyful in the furnace. Now, what do you want? He's got you sitting there today. What do you want? I don't want the murmuring company around me. No offense. I don't want that. I don't want my murmuring self around me. I want to believe God. If I'm going to be here, I want to be happy. Happy are ye. There's a group, you know, that's just kooky enough to believe God in that. That I don't have to run around. Oh, it's so despairing. Oh. If you look at stuff, it's going to be that way. But you look into the Word of God. And he said, honey, it's an exceeding eternal weight of glory. That's God's Word for you. That's God's Word for me. It's time to get excited about that. You got to quit trying to be proper. And just go and, Lord, take this. Melt it, Lord God. You're such a fervent lover. Let me break. Okay. Now, I want to know why. And he lets me know. It's so needful and required and glorious even when we suffer for Christ's sake. Knowing, praise God, that the joint sufferings together with Jesus Christ are more valuable than anything that we could ever imagine in this world. Anything. Do you believe the Word of God is true? Do you? Do you really believe the Word of God is true? This is the Word of the Lord. God, quicken me to believe this. This is not something you can do. It has to be by His Spirit. But remember, God is willing. And he that wills to know will know of the will of God. He will. Because it's his purpose. It's his divine calling for you if you want it. But pray. And pray believing. Don't pray seeing. Don't tell God I need to see this or I need to feel this. God, I just need to believe that you said it and it is so. You set me in a desert. It does not matter. You said it and it is so. That's how he brought these things to pass. And his word, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It never changes. Know these things. And you'll live these things. Oh, hallelujah. See the sufferings together with him, brothers and sisters. The word of God says it's the markings in our body. Etchings, if you will. Of the faithfulness of God and the privilege to display the love of Christ in your life. Did you know that? That's what it is. Oh, it's such a privilege, Lord, that you've allowed me to suffer for your name's sake. That God, you've called me this way. Oh, that yes, now I'm beginning to become more despised by all. Oh, I may have had a personality. I was the king of it all. As my son said, fun boss. No, I found out who really fun is. Yep. And he is. but it's serious fun. You have a good time with him, but it's serious. Let me tell you something. When you're fighting in a war, it's serious time. Go ask these soldiers and different ones that have been there. They know it's serious. And that was a sweet purpose for freedom, for all of these things. But hallelujah, you're in the Lord's army. And if you'll endure hardness as a good soldier, let me tell you something. There'll be markings and etchings, praise God, in your body. It'll be on display, praise God, that you know what? There's a name written on that life. And that name, my goodness, it might even display, I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Oh, man may have cast me off, and this may have not looked right, and boy, that looked like a big flop. How dare you come to church? But oh my, I am my beloved's. I am my beloved's. Who had the most favor given? Who was loved the most? Oh, as Jesus said, well, I guess it would just be her that had the most sin. Huh? Lord, let it be me. Oh, my goodness, people listen to this stuff and they try to noodle it around in their own minds and they think, my, what is he telling those people? They're going to live like a bunch of barbarians. They're going to just go out there and do as they please. Let me tell you something, when you know the love of Christ, you'll become a prisoner of his love. And you can't help but will and do of his good pleasure. It just works in you. He causes you to be a person that you never knew. He causes a man and a woman of Christ to come forth in your life that you stand back and you stand in awe of, and you know that that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You realize that you finally quit trying and you just begin to allow him to be living. And oh, what a precious time it is to be in Jesus' way. Oh, my goodness. See, ones that might even rise up someday and rejoice in the midst of the throne. Could you imagine? That the word of God is true, that the sufferings bring forth the glorified together company. See, there's going to be a company that's going to be glorified together with him. Glorified as the Lamb's wife. Can you imagine? Made known to all that I have loved her. She let me do it. She let me do it. She didn't kick against it. She didn't try to bring in her own effort. Every time she came, behold the Lamb. Inspect it, Father. Hallelujah, he's perfect. Oh, glory to God. There's nothing of me that I bring in here. It's just the Lamb. Praise be to God. Let's rejoice, rejoice in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, and what favor, what power hits, brothers and sisters. All mercy, because that's where that blood is poured out, right on the mercy seat. It's all there. It's so incredible. You come in there and you're a son. You're a son. You're favored. You get it? Highly favored? Oh my. Appreciated. The Godhead gives thanks for that rejoicing, that fellowship. Do you have that confidence? Or do you still go in there sheepishly? Oh God, I'm sorry to bother you again. But I got a problem. He's so delighted that you came. But how sad. Don't let it be something that's just hit and miss. This is the one that loves you. This is the one. All right, now, we'll wrap this up. Now, turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And Paul says it like this in verse 7 of chapter 12, 2 Corinthians. He says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. Let me tell you something. You all, by God's grace, if you'll take this message, a better thing? Woo! Exceeding great and precious promises? Woo! You talk about an abundance of revelation to know the love of Christ, and you've got this. And Paul, praise the Lord, he was the vessel that was chosen to bring forth this message to all them also that believe. Yes, and here it is. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. You mean God would do that? You know it. The messenger of Satan to buffet me. My goodness. Hallelujah. Lest I should be exalted above measure. See, in case he got puffed up because of all he knew. In case he got a little shiner up a little bit, you know. I know this high calling stuff. Watch me. Huh? But he sent, God sent a messenger of Satan. Oh, hallelujah. Are you getting your life now? Or do you understand this life? Do you understand what he has for you? Do you understand why you hit your knees? Do you understand why God will allow something to be a thorn in you? Oh, it's so awesome. He wants your fellowship. He wants intimacy of your praise. He wants us on our knees, giving him the glory. All right, now, keep going. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice. See, even Paul said, well, maybe if I do it again. That it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Oh, can you imagine that? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Now, everything that he just listed there, infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, you can put it all there. Everything you will ever face, honeys, it is all there. Now, what are you doing with it? If you're looking at it today, I'll tell you right now, you're flipping out. You're depressed. You're troubled, you're confused, you're irritated, you're angry, you're bitter, you're something that is not godly. But if your eyes are on this and the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, you are the most joyful, the most praising, the most thankful, the most praiseful that you could ever be. Because you see, hallelujah, if he be for me, what, who, anything could be against me? Yes, I am the Lord thy God. I will perform it, won't he? I will perfect it. Amen. There is a rest to the people of God. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, we realize this, how incredible our God is. And praise God that, you know what, his grace has us taken the time to hear him right now, but how about in another half hour? Huh? Oh, brother, I felt so good until I hit my car. Yeah. Shame on. Shame on us. But we are weak, aren't we? That's why we need to hear more of the Word of God and listen to the promises of God. You don't feed, you get weak. You don't eat breakfast, you're already sleepy by now. You gotta eat. You gotta drink. How much more importantly, the forever of God. And this is it, brothers and sisters. After you suffer a while, you will understand as you feed the word of God. He's going to perfect me. He's going to complete me. Hallelujah, right? Strength and settle you even. Oh, my goodness, how he does these things. Let me tell you, as we're closing this up, eternity is a long time. I want you to get that thought. Eternity is a very, very, very long time. And that is exactly how God thinks. Again, we think here, and God's got forever in mind. And that's what he has. Oh, yes, he does. So I'm going to ask you then, why are we so consumed? And why would we be so consumed with a puny 20, 30, 40, 50 years at best? It doesn't make sense, does it? Because in light of eternity, it's a very short time. It would be very foolish to put all my efforts and all my desires in something that's but a vapor when compared to what God has for me. And for you. There is a joy that cannot be compared. There is a peace and a rest and a high like none other. When we set our affections on the things above. When we get after, praise God, and our eyes on the things that are not seen. That's what we want. We want to have our ears in tune by God's grace on the word of the Lord. And start living, praise God, the everlasting right now. To glory, as Brother Paul said in that man. That man, hallelujah, that I hope to be in Christ. That I would be found only in the righteousness of God. That's the man of whom I will glory. And if that's it for us, brothers and sisters, I will tell you this. The man that always comes forth from the smoking flax and the bruised reed. Praise be to God, as it says, for when I am weak, and I'm weak, but praise be to God, he is strong. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you. Lord, we praise you for your truth. We give you all the praise and thanks for the word of your grace. God, you've drawn us here today, and I ask you that every life here this morning, God, move. Lord, open the hearts of each life here today to know that this wasn't a coincidence. This wasn't just showing up for nothing. That God, you drew them for you. Now, Lord, this is your truth. And Lord, we are a needy people. And oh God, in your faithfulness, what needs you have brought to each and every one of us. And Lord, you divinely saw it in ages past. Lord, you divinely set these appointments that we were going to show right up for. And Lord, you've prepared a feast even before our enemies. You've seated them right next to us. But God, it's all to show you love me. Now, Lord, help us to take this today. Help us to believe this morning. Help us to look, God, with the enlightened eyes of the understanding of the Word of God. Because we know that you are for us. And thanks be to God that you are faithful and true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother, do you have a song? 265 in the brown book. And I do encourage you, as the Lord is tugging upon your heart this morning, come. Come take time to praise the Lord. Come take time to kneel at this altar. Come take time to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking me up this morning and bringing me to a place to hear how much you love me. You ask what you can do for God? Praise the Lord, O my soul.